It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday, either are pretty critical. Like, I'm in the camp of, because the brilliance of the Tigers' plans, if it works out, is that you could lose game one if you are rusty, and then you have to go face Skubal. That puts you in a extremely pressurized situation, and this team can press when they're pressurized. We saw that a lot in the month of August. With the Browns, it's math is. Listen, I get a little annoyed at like the why is everybody panicking? It's 4 games. Well, because there are 4 games that you should probably be 3-1 in that span, even if you did lay a turd egg on the field at home on Sunday against that first Sunday against Dallas. But I thought Jack CLE 512 had a really good point here, saying guards need to win because of the time off and because of Detroit's momentum. I think, and listen, Tigers fans are feeling themselves. They are on TikTok, on my TikTok right now. At Nick Wilson says, by the way, if you'd want to follow along.
Got a lot of Tigers followers.
I basically made a video teasing.
Oh, mocking them?
Mocking a corgi. They did the dog picks who's going to win the series. Yeah. And this a-hole corgi, who, by the way, love all dogs. Corgis are a little sus. My sister has a few corgis. They're a little sus. I'm just going to say
that. Is there
love
any better content, though, than like pets picking sports? Those videos have to do numbers every single time.
It's my most watched TikTok video.
It could be a cockatoo.
Video.
It could be a dog. It could be a cat.
It's my most watched TikTok
That's what
video.
I'm saying.
And it's me reacting to their video. But I digress. And Nick Wilson says, TikTok. Now, with that being said, the Tigers fans are feeling themselves right now, and they should, right? They were the hottest team in baseball in the regular season at the end of the season, and then they swept the Astros in 2 games. That's why I think it's also apparent to give them their first loss in the playoffs, because it's easy to be the hot team until you lose. And then 1 playoff loss, you do have an extra day in between, all of a sudden you can get dysregulated. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I'm saying the earlier you give the Tigers their first loss, that's going to be the Tigers' first real challenge in the playoffs. You showed up with the Salt and Vinny's. Good for you. But like, that's easy when you haven't lost a game yet. The game one does offer you the opportunity to give them that first loss, because then if it does dysregulate them, game two all of a sudden feels a little bit more winnable, and you would notice that in the first couple innings.
Yeah, and for me, it really just comes down to the fact that Skubal is going in game two. I mean, the prospect of that, the idea that that's what's waiting for you on the other side, and the fact, like, we know how this town clings to every Browns game, and we spend the entire week flushing out sometimes plays that one single play that we think determine the game. Like, that's how much we get attached to every single Browns game. But that's also the beauty of the NFL, is like the next week they can go win and all of a sudden we feel good about things again, right? With this though, like the tenseness of the Guardians losing on Saturday, even though they only have to wait 2 days to play another game, nothing would be higher and worse than that. Not even a Browns loss on Sunday that you then carry throughout the whole week, and the tenseness of like, oh no, there's another one. Are they going to win on Sunday? Like, I that's kind of the way I view it too. It's just like how much this city will be just in panic for 2 straight days until that next game comes if they lose this first game versus a Browns loss on Sunday. Yeah, there's going to be that because there always is, but I just don't think it carries the same weight. I'm with you. Like, they need this one desperately to get themselves back on track, get back into that rhythm that they were sort of establishing. That's always the big bugaboo with having the bye week here through the first round of the playoffs. Can you kind of get back in sync and get your body back in the routine that you're used to? Because we know baseball is that type of sport. So for them to start the playoffs on the right note, and to your point, to sort of punch the Tigers in the mouth a little bit and shock them after this hot streak they've been on to end the season, those two things are immensely important come Saturday.
Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone coming up in about 13 minutes. We'll talk about Tito having a new job. Tito, welcome to Northern Kentucky. Also, we'll get into his thoughts on the must-win nature. There is a part, anytime you say must-win, it's the most overused phrase in all of sports. It just happens to be super right on
just
both these games.
Must not lose, actually.
I've always
I prefer
said,
must not lose.
If it's not a must-win, it's a must-not-lose.
Yeah.
At the very least, should consider tying. 216-474-0092. Mike in Menor, what is a more critical win, Guardians Game 1 or Browns over the Commies on Sunday?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Doing well, buddy.
Good, Mike.
You guys covered pretty much all the points I've been wanting to make. I got to say that I know it's a big Browns town and everybody's a big football fan around here, as am I, but I got to say Game 1 Tribe or Guardians is the more important game. Like you guys said, this is Game 1 of the playoffs. They're already in the postseason. Browns, I mean, if this was maybe Week 15, the Browns were, say, 7-6, it'd probably be pretty close to the same. It'd be probably be about the same importance about winning. But right now, I got to say it's the Guardians. Detroit's got all the momentum right now. Cleveland's been sitting idle for a week. Like you said, if we lose Game 1, we got to face the probable Cy Young Award winner in Scooble on Game 2. We got our back against the wall. We got to have an important win on Game 1 tomorrow. Gotta go with Guardians.
I love it, buddy. Appreciate you. Thank you so much, sir. I do think twofold. One, we're all looking for Russ tomorrow in Game 1. Two, I think what's interesting is if you go one and blank, when all of a sudden this becomes equitable. Because I do think if instead of 1-3, you're 1-4, looking to go 1-5, maybe all of a sudden the mat, or maybe if you were 1-5, looking to go 1-6, that's when it feels like the you know what has hit the fan. I just think at 1-3, the thing that I really agree with Greg Newsom in that clip that we played, there are 13 weeks to go. Like there's so much football ahead of you, and you know the slippery slope of the playoffs. The Astros and Orioles just found out the hard way about the problems of losing that first game at home.
I'll also say this. I think that the Guardians game matters to the city a lot more because I think there's a lot of people who are already, I don't want to say checked out on the Browns, but are already kind of accepting their fate in a way. Not that it's going to be their fate, but I just think there's a lot of Browns fans at this point who are like, yeah, they're probably done anyway. And so I think like this Guardians game carries a little extra weight too because people are going into tomorrow with this idea of like, we need something good in this city. We need something to feel good about with our sports teams because the Browns have gotten off to such a terrible start. So if the Guardians can start with a win, like I think that amps up even more why that game matters a little bit more than what the Browns game does on Sunday because I think people are looking for that to be like the outlet, the avenue for their pain that they feel for the Browns right now is to be lifted up by a Guardians win.
Yeah, one win for the Browns is going to be, okay, do it again. One win for the Guardians in tomorrow is going to be, we're going to the World Series.
Right, exactly.
I do like that. Real
bring
quick
Bring on
here.
The Yankees is going to be the...
Marky,
that's not me saying bring on the Yankees. That's me saying that people will say bring on the Yankees.
We clipped it already. Marky, real quick, buddy. You got 60 seconds. What do you got for us?
I say both games are crucial, and I'm going to just say go Guardians and go Browns. Listen, I can't see our Browns team going 1-4. They got to do something.
Marky,
I would tell Greg Newsom.
Marky, real quick, with respect, we did an or. I can't let you ride the fence here. Spencer and I are not right. Which one's more important? Which one's more crucial?
Oh, Guardians over the Tigers. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Marky Mark, let's go.
Not trying to jam you up there, buddy, but, you know, let's just be honest here. You know, this is some shows ride the fence, all right? The fence does not support my girth. Okay, so that's not, that can't be this show. Yeah,
very, very strong fence.
They're going to have to reinforce
the fence from Jurassic Park.
Maybe pour some concrete. Like it's just not the right thing there. But start your game day with a Fan Bud Light tailgate show with Jonathan Peterlin alongside Anthony Lima live from the Neon Room at MGM Northfield Park this Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m., we'll have your chance to win a football prize pack in Tap Sports Grill gift card. Make the Fan Bud Light tailgate show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. Brett Boone, longtime big leaguer and Odyssey MLB insider, will let us know how he feels about the Guardians going into this series and my inability to speak on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.